NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff reveals how teachers could use Pixar's Inside Out to explore feelings, memory, and cognition with students at various grade levels.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder, what is going on inside their head?
Did you guys pick up on that?
Sure did.
Something's wrong.
We're going to find out what's happening, but we'll need support. Signal the husband.
With the Oscars on the calendar for the end of February, I turned my attention to a leading contender in the animated feature category, and a film that has even been on some reviewers' lists for Best Picture nomination. Inside Out was the first Pixar film of 2015. The Good Dinosaur was also released last year, though it did not do as well with reviewers or at the box office. Featuring the voices of several well-known actors and comedians, including Mindy Kaling, Amy Poehler, Louis Black, and Bill Hader, Inside Out imagines the consciousness of 11-year-old girl, Riley, as a control room populated by characters representing her feelings. Riley and her family move from Minnesota to San Francisco so that her father can work with a tech startup. This transition, on top of simply being 11, puts Riley's emotions on edge. She has moved away from her home and her friends on her hockey team to a strange city where even the pizza is unfamiliar. The narrative of the film moves back and forth between the external reality in San Francisco and the landscape of Riley's mind, where her five basic emotions, joy, sadness, anger, fear, and disgust, process her experiences into memories. Each memory is stored in a glass ball that seems to be about the size of a bowling ball, and each day's memories are sent from headquarters to long-term memory when Riley sleeps. Memories are also encoded with a single color based on the primary emotion associated with that memory. Yellow equals joy, blue equals sadness, red equals anger, purple equals fear, and green equals disgust. Riley's dominant emotion is joy, perhaps because it was the first emotion she felt as an infant. We occasionally see the control rooms inside other characters, and the dominant emotions differ. Riley's mom's is sadness, and her dad's is anger, though generally adults show more cooperation among the emotions than in Riley's mind. Really important events become core memories, which create Riley's islands of personality. At the start of the film, the islands are called friendship, family, hockey, and goofball, which means that essentially all of her core memories fit into one of those four categories. Joy works hard to keep the other emotions from taking control of headquarters or from creating any new core memories. She is particularly careful to keep sadness out of Riley's core memories, though fear, anger, and disgust all do get some core memories. You might guess that with all the turmoil in Riley's external world, Joy is unable to keep the other emotions in check for long. A struggle in headquarters leads to the loss of some core memories, and the islands of personality begin to fall apart. The majority of the film is about joy and sadness traveling through Riley's inner world, visiting her long-term memory, her imagination, abstract thought, and her subconscious. Along the way, they meet Riley's old imaginary friend, Bing Bong, and a variety of minor workers who sort and delete memories. It might seem to be overly childish to represent a human mind and consciousness as colored glass balls, pneumatic tubes, and amusement park-like islands, but actually, the human brain is so complex and cognition so difficult to understand that even scientists use metaphors to simplify descriptions of the workings of our brains. The metaphors in Inside Out may be particularly appealing to kids, but they are not far different from the representations adults use for the same phenomena. A common late 20th century metaphor describes the brain as a computer with central processing, short-term storage, and long-term memory. Neurons are the hardware, and the connections between them the software of a computer-like brain. This is a useful way to imagine the brain, but may not be any more true than phrenology was. And by the way, phrenology was the late 19th century idea that bumps on the skull indicated which parts of the brain were most active and could therefore be used to determine personality. The representation that old memories are deleted to make room for new ones, for example, fits into the computer-like model of the brain, but there is no evidence that real human brains ever run out of storage space. Forgetting seems to be more about letting a memory fade by no longer recalling it, not because new memories are taking its place. Joy and Sadness's journey through the landscape of Riley's mind teaches Joy that suppressing other feelings, most particularly sadness, is not helpful or healthy. With core memories missing and islands of personality deteriorating, Riley becomes depressed. Only when Joy, and therefore Riley, understands that memories can be emotionally complex, including both joy and sadness, for example, does Riley's personality return and new islands can be created. Supporting students' development of emotional resilience and encouraging them to learn metacognition, that is, thinking about one's own thinking, has increasingly become part of classroom teachers' work, particularly in elementary and middle grades. Inside Out could help teachers to start a conversation about feelings with younger students. At the secondary level, teachers could make connections to the science of understanding emotion and cognition, branches of medicine and psychology that could be particularly interesting to students who'd like to combine science with a helping profession.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
School was great, all right?
What was that? I thought you said we were gonna act casual.
Riley, is everything okay?
Sir, she just rolled her eyes at us.
All right, make a show of force. I don't want to have to put the foot down.
No, not the foot.